This is a Fox News alert. A partial decision on the Trump raid on Lisa Brady. A federal judge just agreeing to unseal some documents, but so far not the main reason for today's court hearing. The affidavit that led to the raid on the former president's Florida home.
The U.S. magistrate here in West Palm Beach is in agreement that the entire affidavit should not remain sealed. He's giving the government 1 week to submit supposed redactions. After that, the documents could be made public.
Fox's Evan Brown at the courthouse in West Palm Beach, where Deanna Shulman spoke moments ago. She's an attorney for the media organizations that filed the motion to unseal the affidavit.
They didn't offer clues as to what's in that affidavit in particular, but they did tell us that it includes a roadmap for the investigation as it stands right now.
The Justice Department says unsealing it could compromise the investigation and jeopardize witnesses, with a top national security prosecutor telling the judge the probe into the handling of classified records and possible violation of the Espionage Act is still in its early stages. Trump is publicly pressing for full transparency on what led to the raid. Earlier today, Trump's longtime chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, pleading guilty in New York to all 15 counts in a tax fraud case.
This agreement calls for 5 months behind bars in addition to 5 years probation. Now, as part of this deal, Weisselberg will have to testify against the Trump Organization and related Trump businesses, which face similar charges and are slated to go on trial in October. The former president is not a defendant in the indictment, and under the plea deal, Weisselberg is not required to testify against him or cooperate with prosecutors in other legal proceedings.
Fox's David Lee Miller. The Trump Organization calls Weisselberg an honorable man who's been harassed, persecuted, and threatened. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A new warning from law enforcement about a powerful version of a deadly drug made to look like something innocent.
The Oregon-Idaho high-intensity drug trafficking area is warning of fentanyl coming in looking like rainbow-colored chalk. Deputies in northeast Portland, Oregon recently came across it after executing a search warrant in a case that resulted in seizing 9 guns, meth, body armor, cash, and heroin. Deputy Director of the Area Program, Ned Walls, told Fox's America's Newsroom.
I see an effort by the Drug Enforcement Administration, absolutely. Outside of that, there's not near enough resources put at this problem to do really any good. We're not slowing it down. It's just increasing. Over the last 3 years, it's gotten really bad.
He says the fentanyl is packaged to look like the same kind of colorful sidewalk chalk children play with.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The specific cause of death for actress Anne Heche is confirmed.
The actress died after a fiery car crash in Los Angeles earlier this month. According to the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office, Heche died of inhalation and thermal injuries. The coroner's report also lists sternal fracture due to blunt trauma as what is termed a significant condition in her death. According to the coroner, a thermal injury is a burn. More details are on the way. Her death has been listed as accidental, and the date is reported as August 11th, when she was considered legally brain dead in California. And after being able to donate her organs, she was taken off life support August 14th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A woman who's been central to R. Kelly's legal troubles for more than 2 decades on the witness stand today in his hometown of Chicago, testifying that the R&B singer had sex with her hundreds of times before she turned 18 years old. This is the second federal trial of R. Kelly, who's already been sentenced to serve 30 years in prison in a separate case. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.